Hi, everybody. I hope we have a good Christmas and avoid the coronavirus at any cost. We don't want to go to heaven early. So, I miss everybody. Hope to be back pretty soon.
Hi, whole family. It's Melissa
and Owen,
Baxter
and Riley.
We just wanted to wish everybody a warm, blessed, and beautiful holiday season. We miss you all. We had two new additions to our family. As you can see, this is Riley and Baxter. They're 9 weeks old, and they're very active little guys. It's been fun watching them grow already, and just been a lot of fun so far, and a lot of work too.
Yeah.
But we can't wait to see everybody when we get a chance to join in person, and we just want to wish you all a wonderful new year. Stay safe and be healthy. Love to you all.
Good morning. Welcome to Hope United Methodist Church from wherever you find yourselves at this day. A few announcements for you before we begin our time of worship this morning. First, please keep an eye, check your email from last week or your weekly email that comes out on Tuesdays to know when our office is closed due to the holidays. If you need anything, please call and leave a voicemail or shoot us an email, and then when someone is in, that will get checked and they will get back with you. If you have any pastoral care emergencies, please contact me on my cell phone. And also a reminder that our special offering for Christmas is for Meals on Wheels, and if you still wish to donate to that, please do so. Just notate in the memo line or make a note that it's for the Christmas offering, and we will make sure that that goes to Meals on Wheels. Now let us take a deep breath and prepare our hearts, our minds, and our souls for worship as we listen to our prelude.
Thank you.
Please join me in our call to worship. Come away, come away, come today to Bethlehem. Come adore on bended knee, one whose birth the angels sing. Come away from your noisy celebration to a place of quietness and peace. Come with wonder, come with awe. Take your place among sheep and cattle. Sing with joy. Praise God, for the time of promise has come. Sing the good news of Emmanuel, God with us. The Christ has come. Come away, come away, come today to Bethlehem. Amen.
As we find ourselves in our time of prayer, would you join with me in our unison prayer? It may seem naive in a world of grief to choose to live in joy. It may seem foolish in a world where solemnity is power to sing and dance to a different tune. It may seem cruel in a world of suffering and injustice to speak of light and celebration. But you have come, Jesus, to bring joy into our grief, light into our darkness, singing into our mourning. And it is an act of healing and proclamation to believe and embrace the joy you offer, Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Hallelujah. Amen. And as we continue our time of prayer, let us all engage in prayerful reflection as we listen to music and silence. We gather in spirit this day, Lord, and lift up to you many things. We find ourselves in the season of Christmas, of celebration, of proclamation, of hope, peace, love, joy, and a gift. Yet in the midst of all that, we know that life rages on and that we are all together. Together in our mourning, together in our joy, together in our sorrow, together in our celebration. We are all bound together in this thing called life, a walk which all of us find ourselves upon. Today we lift up to you many and much, but especially we name before you Debbie, Ed, Brian Jr., Alexis, Tanya, Iris, Lee, all those who are homebound, those who are ill, those who struggle with COVID, those who treat others with COVID. Lord, we know you are with us in the midst of all of these things. We know that you are with us because we know that love came down at Christmas, a love that embraces, envelops, and surrounds us at all times. You support us when we are weak. You celebrate with us when we are joyful. You guide us when we are lost, and you restore us when we are weary. And in the midst of this season, you journey with us. You experience with us all that this life has to offer. And we reflect on all of that, on all that you came and did as we join in celebration of your birth, of your life, of your many gifts to us. And we remember that your Son taught us a great many things while he was here. We remember that he taught us humility, even at the outset, and that he taught us the importance of prayer. And so we join in the prayer that he taught us as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Well, good morning, kiddos. Hopefully you're doing all right today. I'm going to read you a book this morning for our children's moment, because we're going to hear a story today about two people who were told some things, and they waited around to see would they come true or not, what would happen. And so I have someone else who's going to learn something ahead of time, and then we're going to see how it plays out. And that person is Grover, lovable, furry old Grover. It's called The Monster at the End of This Book. What did that say? He was so startled. He dropped the book. On the first page, what did that say? Did that say there will be a monster at the end of this book? It did. Oh, I am so scared of monsters. Shh. Listen, I have an idea. If you do not turn any pages, we will never get to the end of this book. And that is good, because there is a monster at the end of this book. So please do not turn the page. Should we turn the page? You turn the page! Maybe you do not understand. You see, turning pages will bring us to the end of this book, and there is a monster at the end of this book. But this will stop you from turning the pages. See, I am tying the pages together, so you cannot. You turned another page. You do not know what you are doing to me. Now stop turning pages. Should we turn another page? There. I, Grover, am nailing this page to the next one so that you will not be able to turn it, and we will never get any closer to the monster at the end of this book. All right. Do you know that every time you turn another page, you not only get us closer to the monster at the end of this book, but you make a terrible mess? This will stop you. Keep running into that thing. This will stop you from turning pages. A heavy, thick, solid brick wall. I would like to just see you try to turn this page. Should we turn the page? Ah. Did you know that you are very strong? The next page is the end of this book. And there is a monster at the end of this book. I'm so scared. Please do not turn the page. Please. 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 Should we turn the page? Okay. Well, look at that. This is the end of the book, and the only one here is me. I, lovable, furry old Grover, am the monster at the end of this book, and you were so scared. And I told you, and told you there was nothing to be afraid of. Oh, I am so embarrassed. The end. Grover is so afraid because he hears there's going to be a monster at the end of the book. And in our story from the Bible today, there's two people who hear that they're going to get to see the Son of God, the Messiah, before they go. And so they wait around with expectation and excitement and not being afraid. Grover never stopped to ask himself, what kind of monster might be at the end of the book? And maybe if he had, he would have been more excited to get to meet that monster, especially because it turns out to be him all along. Let's have a prayer. God, thank you for heads up on things and for expectations, for excitement, and for exciting opportunities to meet furry, old, lovable Grover, and for him to meet himself at the end of the book. Thank you, God, for helping us on our journey. Amen. All right. Just getting my steps in today. Our lesson today is a long one, so if you are at home and you are just, for whatever reason, standing up, you know, take a break, stretch your legs, maybe sit down. It's going to be a little bit lengthy. Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 40. When the time came for their ritual cleansing, in accordance with the law from Moses, they brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. By the way, the them is Mary and Joseph, just so you know. We just kind of jumped in the middle. It's written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male will be dedicated to the Lord. They offered a sacrifice in keeping with what's stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. A man named Simeon was in Jerusalem. He was righteous and devout. He eagerly anticipated the restoration of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. The Holy Spirit revealed to him that he wouldn't die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Led by the Spirit, he went into the temple area. Meanwhile, Jesus' parents brought the child to the temple so that they could do what was customary under the law. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God. He said, "Now, Master, let your servant go in peace according to your word, because my eyes have seen your salvation. You prepared this salvation in the presence of all peoples. It's a light for revelation to the Gentiles and a glory for your people Israel." His father and mother were amazed by what was said about him. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This boy is assigned to be the cause of the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that generates opposition, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your innermost being too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, who belonged to the tribe of Asher. She was very old. After she married, she lived with her husband for 7 years. She was now an 84-year-old widow. She never left the temple area, but worshipped God with fasting and prayer night and day. She approached at that very moment and began to praise God and to speak about Jesus to everyone who was looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Mary and Joseph had completed everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to their hometown, Nazareth in Galilee. The child grew up and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was on him. This is the word of God for all people. Thanks be to God. Now, I don't know if you can hear it at home, but the snow is just falling off our roof. And it's always, I remember my first Sunday, it was like January the 4th or something, and it was happening. The snow was falling off the roof, and I had no idea what was going on. And everyone was sitting in the pews looking at me like nothing was happening, and I was so concerned that the roof was sliding off or something. And it's just snow. So I don't know if you can hear it at home as it cascades down the side of the building. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I go to buy something, I do a little bit of research. Now, this is something partially that I've picked up from my family, especially my father, a man infamous for spending 6 months researching running shoes before buying them. And so I do research. So I want to know about what I'm buying. Is it good? Is it bad? You know, will it do everything I want it to do? Will it do anything I don't want it to do? Are there things that I do not need that cost extra that they try to sell me that I won't want? So I do all this research. And part of the research often involves reading what other people say about it. What's their experience? And I don't know about you guys, but I find that most people who take time, it seems these days, to go and give reviews of things only do it because they're upset, but not because they're happy. Most of the reviews that I read are people saying, "Well, I bought this and it was awful. 1 star. And then somebody will give it 5 stars and they'll just give a thumbs up. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? I don't really understand. You know, and so the posts that people will review things with when it's bad are paragraphs upon paragraphs. I bought it, came out of the box, and it's a whole story. It's worse than some of those recipes you find on the internet. And you just, you sift through the whole thing, and at the end they're like, "So, I don't know, 2 stars. And you're like, but the good reviews are always so short. Got it, it was great. So it makes it really hard to do research. But customer service reviews are often negative. Because when people have a bad experience of something, they want to tell others about it. And yet, in our scripture for today, we get customer service reviews of two people who are faithful, who are touched and filled with the Holy Spirit, and who love the Lord their God with all their heart. And they give positive customer service reviews. That's what I call today's scripture. Positive customer service reviews from Simeon and Anna. Because this is a scripture we will often skip over. We don't really read that Jesus went to the temple when he was a child scripture very much. We like to go from this one to Matthew's gospel where we have the three wise men show up and we're like, yeah, we're going to sing that song about the guys with the camels. And then we just skip along through our year and we don't talk about Jesus' childhood, what little about it we get to know. But this is important that he goes to the temple because it shows us a few things about him and his family. It shows us how he's going to be raised piously, according to the custom of the land, that his family cares about tradition and religion, and that he is not going to be sort of just raised by any old family, but that he is raised by those who uphold things. But also, this is an important scripture because it shows that even at a very young age, one in which he is not aware of anything that's going on, except maybe the fact that he's been taken from his mom by someone who I don't think asked permission, and as a parent, I'm a little taken aback by that. I would hope that Luke would have included something like, and then Simeon said, could I hold your child? But apparently Simeon just walks up and takes him. That would freak me out a little bit as a parent. Be like, whoa, what are you doing? I got sidetracked. So he doesn't even know what's going on, and here we have these two people who confirm the story that we heard on Christmas, the story that the shepherds tell about angels, giving further credence and proof to who Jesus is for us. Their customer service reviews are important because without them, we would not get an early glimpse of just how quickly the truth of who Christ is and why he is here has been revealed to us. Because otherwise, we skip forward until he's about 12, and he gets lost in the temple, which is a whole story for another time. And then after that, he's in his 30s. So this is really, other than the story we hear on Christmas, one of the only other times that we see him as a child, but it confirms that this is not something that happens later in his life. That it's not something that after he hits a certain age and meets certain benchmarks in school and gets so good at XYZ and makes X number of friends, 12, and all that stuff, that then he somehow becomes this magical Savior, this amazing Messiah for the whole world. No, even at a very young age, you have these two people who have lived their lives waiting and being attentive to the work of God in the world, who recognize what's happening in their midst, who hear that something amazing is going to happen and then encounter it and give thanks and give such a positive customer service review that they can't help but tell everybody around them about it. This is an important scripture because it reveals to us the truth that sometimes we miss in our haste to just get to the next thing. This is why we must spend our time in the 12 days of Christmas to really understand the gift that we've been given. I'll close by telling you a story, which is about a gift that my daughter was given, not this year, but a couple of years ago. It's a book, and it's a book that like has pictures on it of different items and three different options, and so she can like change the little cursor thing, and one's like ABCs, and then one is music. I can't remember what the third one is. I think it's like Find It. But it's one of those learning books, like, find a word that begins with the letter R, and then she'll have to pick, like, rabbit, like if they're at the zoo, there's a zoo page and a park page, so it's a learning book. And she's had this thing for 2 years, or at least, and the other day she was playing with it, and all of a sudden, It started making noises that I've never heard it make before. It started asking questions I've never heard before, playing music I've never heard before, and she's had it for 2 years. For 2 years. And I said to myself, "What? How does this book even do that, number one? And two, how did she figure it out? I'm 30 years old. I can't figure this out." But somehow, and just her playing with it as she does, she figured out how to make it do new things after all this time. And that's why we have to spend our time in the season of Christmas, because often we have Christmas Eve and we have the Christmas story and it's so exciting and it's this great gift and then we want to rush off to the next thing. But if we don't spend time unpacking the true nature of the gift that we've been given, we'll never uncover all of the secrets that are locked within it and what it really means. We'll never know what it can fully do for us. What crazy noises it can make that we didn't realize it can do, unless we spend the time to really play, to really dig, and to really be with the season of Christmas. Amen. Let us join in our next hymn, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Angels, we have heard.
come now to our time of offering in which we share of all the gifts, including ourselves, that God has given us. Please let us have a moment of silence as we engage in a spirit of generosity and giving. Now, would you join me from wherever you are, unless that place is the car, by standing? And let us join in singing our doxology. Your Christmas journey continues. May you have the courage to take the time to spend time with it, to see what it can do, to review it positively, to find God in its midst, and to discover something in it that you've never discovered before. And may the Holy Spirit be with you as you engage in that endeavor. Amen. Let us join in our benediction response, and then we'll have our postlude. Our benediction response is Emmanuel, Emmanuel.